interview where he spoke to the bleach and the stone. You should have brought some tea outside where the light coats us in marzipan and pools of breast milk. I had to bury my daughter today, and I can't think about it too much. You see a buck from the sky trample the wandering doe. You see a buck from the sky trample the wandering doe. Yeah, down to the beach, smoke condensed from telling stories. You stroll into the neighborhood, clanking steel and discolored, because you made a truce of rubber, because you made a truce of rubber. Because you made a truce of rubber. Because you made a truce. You see a buck from the sky trample a wandering doe. You see a buck from the sky trample a wandering doe. Biting in the unborn is symmetry. That one is always the refugee. Abiding in the unborn is symmetry. And that one is always the refugee. You see a buck from the sky trample a wandering doe. See a buck from the sky trample a wandering doe.
I'm going to do an old song that we've been doing on this tour. It's a song that I wrote for my very first solo record, a record called Gravity that was out on Watermelon Records out of Austin, Texas. And the first time I came to Philly was to go to WXPN at the other place that they were at, that little place. And I remember, No, it wasn't that. I'm talking about the radio station. Sorry, but thank you for that information. That is a little place, you're right. So hey, this song, it's one of the first, I wrote this song quite a while ago. I wrote it for a band that I was in called the True Believers. Thanks. So I wrote it because I wanted to write a song about this guy who lived next door to me. When I moved from Manhattan to Austin, I was in a band called Rank and File. We moved there to learn about country music, you know? And we moved next door to this guy named Billy Smith. And Billy Smith had been a guitar player in a band called Prince Albert and the Sheiks out of Terrell, Texas, around the same time as Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. You know? And he used to tell us a lot of stories about their touring days. And they would tie a mattress to the top of a sedan and tour with their instruments inside the trunk and all that. And he said that they would throw down the mattress, you know, when it was nice weather. If it wasn't, they'd pull under a bridge or a tree or whatever for protection, you know. Sleep in the car, probably, I would think. But he said they played for mostly beer, sometimes food, very rarely money, and girls, he said, you know. And that was a great inspiration for my lifestyle, I guess. So Billy was a wonderful guy, lots of stories. He used to love to hear us play guitar, kind of. He also thought we were the worst country band he had ever heard in his life. So. And he's just a great person. And I wanted to write this for him after he passed away.